From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Athletes talk about the endorphin rush that tough physical exertion gets you, a kind of naturally induced high. We tried to see if we could get the same effect by just, you know, talking to athletes.
We brought along our inhalers just in case.
In June, we went down to St. Louis, where Jackie Joyner Kersee grew up, just across the river in East St. Louis. She went on to be the greatest American female track and field athlete ever.
Jackie joined Mo Rocca, Kerry O'Connor, and Brian Babylon on stage, along with guest judge and scorekeeper Bill Curtis. Peter began by asking her if she had always been athletic.
Yes, I was always into athletics, but I really wasn't really good in track because I started running at the age of 9, and my first race, I finished last.
Really? So you weren't one of those kids who were like immediately everybody knew you had a special talent. You had to really work for it.
Well, my coaches might have known, but when you finish in 8th place and 7th place, that ain't special.
No.
I wonder where that kid is who won first place in that race. What is that person?
We read that you actually made your own sand pit to jump in, to do long jump.
Yes.
And, that you had to collect sand from all around East St. Louis to make it. Is that true?
Well, not quite around East St. Louis. It was a park and across the street from where I live, and they had a sandbox. And right. So I would convince my sisters we would take potato chip bags. And we would walk over to the park, and we would fill the bags with the sand and bring it back to our front yard so I could practice on my jumping.
I mean, did any of your siblings say, why don't you just go jump over there? We'll save a lot of time.
See, we weren't supposed to leave the yard.
Oh.
So we would go over to the park, and we never collected enough sand for me to jump in the pit, but you know, I was jumping off. We had a porch and a banister, so I would practice my jumping, and my mom didn't know because it was just a little bitty mound of sand.
I love this story. You guys smuggling the dirt is like the great escape. These little kids are like sneaking over there holding potato chip bags, trying to look nonchalant. So once you started winning, you know, when did you get on the path to the Olympics?
When I was 14, I saw the 76 Olympic Games on television.
Yeah.
And I remember going to my coaches and I asked them, did they think that I can make the Olympics? Because that's my dream. I want to go to the Olympics because I saw women at that time doing what I was trying to do.
Right.
And I was like, wow, well, maybe I can get on TV by going to the Olympics. So that's what I did.
I watched the 76 Olympics. I just said, that makes me tired. I got some more ice cream. But now, I mean, you went to 4 Olympics. I can't even count your medals.
3 gold.
3 gold.
A silver and 2 bronze.
Really?
Thank you.
And a world record that still stands in the heptathlon, right?
Yes.
Okay. So where do you keep the medals in your house?
Well, they're in a safe place.
Yeah. If I were to come over to your house, and I'm not angling for an invitation, but if I were to come over to your house, would I see them? Are they out?
Well, no, they're not out. But
no, really?
Oh, mine would be everywhere.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
If I had one Olympic medal, I would be wearing it now.
Yeah.
I'd be wearing, this enormous medallion around my neck? Well, that's my Olympic medal.
Yes. With a bowl of Wheaties right in front of
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Really? But you don't ever take them out and just go, oh, yeah.
You know, you could, but, you know, when you look at the gold medals or the silver medal or the bronze medal, it's like, oh, all that hard work. Ooh, them 12 hours. Oh, 365 days out of the year. Oh, let me put that away.
Your brother Al is an Olympic gold medal winner.
Yes.
Did you go up competitive with him? Did you ever race him?
I did.
Did you smoke him?
I did.
Did you? If your brother were here right now, would he confirm this story?
Oh, yes, he would confirm.
He confirmed this story.
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to say. He wouldn't
but
lie.
But he would also say
yeah.
that he beat me to winning the first Olympic gold medal, though.
That's true.
I'm curious, like, if you're ever on the way to a meeting and you're in a traffic jam... I mean, do you ever just get out of the car and just sprint right there?
You know what? You have those thoughts, but you know, a lot of times you're going to the means, you got on heels. But, you know, some people run in heels. But
could you do that? Could you sprint in heels?
No, I could barely walk in them, so I know I'm not prepared to sprint.
This is what I want to happen. That's your dream, though. My dream is that Jackie is walking down the street and some guy grabs her purse and runs.
Yes.
That's
no. Exactly.
That's the
iPhone thing. Like when you walk down the street, because there's all this rash of iPhone thievery where people snatch out of your hands, and so you know people are really protective, but you can just wave it all around. You don't got to worry about anything.
Can you still throw a javelin?
Oh yeah, I can.
Is there ever reason to?
Yeah, if someone steals your iPhone.
Right. Because, yeah. You know, I got the fold-up javelin in my bag.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Dangerous runner.
No.
Well, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, we are so delighted to talk to you. And we have invited you here today to play a game we're calling...
May Thunder Blast Your Head.
So your name, of course, is Kersee, but how Kersee are you? We're going to ask you three questions about curses from around the world. You learned about these on the website asylum.com. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice, on their voicemail. Bill, who is Jackie Joyner-Kersee playing for?
Cynthia Kreider of St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay. Your hometown person. Okay, Jackie, here's your first question. In Turkey, they insult rich, entitled people by saying which of these? A, you are a child of pudding. B, may your domestic help regularly look at you in the eye in an insolent way. Or C, you donate to public radio.
So that's none above, right? So
no, you're not going to answer. It's one of the things. I'll review it.
I go A.
You're going to go
pudding.
A, you are a child of pudding. You're right. Very good. Yes. Not being Turkish, we have no idea why they say that. Next question is very good. In Portugal, you might insult a guy by telling him to do what? A, go eat at White Castle. B, go comb a monkey. Or C, go try to reform the international banking system. Those are insults, ways to send them away in an insulting way.
Portugal. Okay, B.
Go comb a monkey. You're right. Very good. Jackie, one more question. Let's go for the gold, as it were. In Iceland, if you get really angry at somebody, you can call them a prumphazen. A prumphazen, which means you're calling them what? A Bjork tribute act. B, a fart chicken. Or C, a dish of overcooked horse meat.
Oh, my God.
In Iceland?
Iceland.
A fart chicken?
A fart chicken.
So we go with the fart chicken.
You want to go with the fart chicken? Yes, it's the fart chicken. Bill, how did Jackie Joyner-Kersee do in our quiz?
Another gold medal for her room.
Jackie Joyner-Kersee is a track and field legend and the founder of the Jackie Joyner-Kersee Foundation and Center in East St. Louis, Illinois. Her new youth athletics program is Winning for Life. Jackie Joyner-Kersee, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Don't Tell Me.